Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. This is The Crazy Show, The Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking over there, Bob?
What's cooking is about 3 inches of rain today, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be cold. It's going to be a little chilly out there. Hey, hit us on Facebook, Facebook.com/ The Grilling Guys, and shoot us your best hot toddy recipe.
Good
we want to share a bunch of those with people. And get out there. It's, you know, it's another tailgate day. High school season's just in full swing. College is today. Pros tomorrow. It's a great day to learn about some hot toddy recipes. Again, hit us on Facebook.com/ The Grilling Guys and let us know what your favorite hot toddy is. We're going to talk a little bit about grilling in inclement weather in a minute. But right now, Bob and I just got back from Kansas City. If you were listening last week, we went out to the American Royal, which is kind of the World Series of barbecue. And Bob knew a lot of people out there from being in the industry, so we got to meet a lot of great people. And one of these guys that we met was from a team called Four Smoking Butts. And a lot of the teams have these, you know, funny names, all about a pig, whatever, in their name and their logos and their pictures and stuff. But this guy did things a little bit different. When we got there, we were talking to him, and he said he was the number two brisket on tour that year. And it took us about, six or seven beers to get some of his secrets out of him. And we promised we wouldn't do it last week during the competition, but Bob's going to break down some of his unique techniques.
Yeah, the team was called Four Smoking Butts, and I just tweeted out a picture of his custom trailer. If you're following on Twitter, it's Grilling Guy at Twitter. But really sweet trailer. Didn't you like the way he had that? And this is a competition trailer, so he had a big commercial smoker on it. He had an egg. He had a full-size refrigerator. I mean, these guys, they could go anywhere and set up, and it's got the big awning and everything. But basically what Four Smoking Butts does with their briskets is if you get a full, what we call a packer brisket, and you flip it over, on the point end, that bottom weird piece of meat with a real stringy, fatty meat is called the deckle. And he takes that deckle and runs about three slices across it to open up the grain and cut it into sections. So when he trims it off, he actually gets nice, big, fat strips. And what that allows you to do is when you're putting your mustard or whatever your adhesive rub is on there, it allows that rub and that moisture to get all the way through several large pieces. And, you know, that deckle is what you use for burn ends. Now, everybody does burn ends differently. The Kansas City boys, when they do their burn ends, they'll take that deckle and they'll chop it up, and then they'll either smoke it more with some sauce on it or whatever you do. But what I like doing with the deckle is taking those pieces and throwing it on the coals, because there's still a lot of connective tissue done. That's the thick end of the brisket. And basically what happens is that fat and that connective tissue starts like snapping and popping and crackling. It's fun to watch just because it sizzles. But you blacken that stuff. You blacken the outside of it. And then the way he had those cut into strips, it makes it perfect for doing burn ends, because then you're not throwing that whole big deckle on and you're blackening more sides, and you get a lot more surface for the flavors and the blackening to happen.
Well, and he served those burn ends. Again, it's somewhat of a misnomer, because it isn't an end, really. It's the half of the brisket, which is the thick end, and then the thin end is called the point,
right?
And what most people do when they are competing with this brisket, or when they're serving it to people, in more practical sense, is that fat end, they slice it in half, not vertically, but horizontally, to make it the same thickness all the way through. And the thicker piece that is cut off is what they use for what they call the burnt ends.
Yeah, and traditional burnt ends used to be the flat, because if you cook a brisket with a deckle on it, the flat is always the thin end, and that's the part that overcooks, so it gets a little dried out. So they'd cut you know, the first 3 or 4 inches of that flat off, slice it up, do whatever, and then sauce it and put it back in the smoker to kind of give it a candy coating on the outside.
Right. And that was the way he was serving those, is he actually cut them up in little, like, 1-inch cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Once he had it all cooked, then he stirred it in the sauce and then put it back in to let that caramelize a little mm-hmm. bit. So there was a process that this guy went through, but there were two things that I was real impressed with. Is one, you didn't have a burnt flavor. He cooked it just long enough where it was well done, but then that candy coating on the outside made them really pretty to look at, actually, while you were eating them. So it was just an interesting, real interesting a way to do a brisket. So if you got any questions on that, hit us on Facebook. We'll walk you through it as well. Bob, the other thing we wanted to cover right now is the grilling in inclement weather. There's a few tips. You're looking out the window today. It's going to be about 50 degrees. It's going to be rainy. That doesn't mean you can't grill. Right? But
right.
You do have some specific things that you'd like to tell everybody about, tips that'll help you produce better meat in weather like today.
Yeah, it's that shifting gears time. You know, you've got to get your, I guess, mind trained to change your habits a little bit on the grilling. You're not going to any longer just go out there, whip your grill on, and throw some meat on. It's colder. It takes a longer warm-up time. If you're smoking, like on a day like today, if you've got a smoker like mine, I mean, your firebox is going to be exposed to all that rain. So one of the things I like to do is get one of the big pool umbrellas out and a stand. And you have patio umbrellas and stands. Maybe you strap a piece of PVC to something and put the biggest umbrella you've got on it. Or you have a 10 by 10 pop-up or something you can put over it. But you need to protect that thing and keep that cold water off both boxes, the bake oven and the firebox, because it's going to affect your temperature. And you'll eat up more charcoal, you'll struggle to keep your temps up, and, you know, you just got to shift gears. It's time to start thinking about protecting that bake a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next, we're going to extend that out a little bit and talk about some tailgating tips in this inclement weather and some things that you might want to do that make your cook a little quicker and so you can get in and out of the rain. And again, hit us on the Facebook / The Grilling Guys and send us your hot toddy recipes, because we'd like to share those with everybody on the air. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're on 107.3 WBBL FM. And we'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.